Have you ever thought of what and why animals adapt? Hi, my name is Mackenzie Peterson, and welcome back to another episode of The Big Think. Today's podcast will be all about abiotic and biotic features and how organisms adapt to their surroundings. Over the past couple of months, I have been researching this topic and have learned many facts. One of the biggest facts that I have learned through all of my research is that adaptation is a big part of keeping life going. Without it, there is even the possibility of death of a species, which we call extinction. If a species can't adapt to the ever-changing world, then they just won't be around anymore. Now, I know you are thinking that this sounds serious, but you might be wondering, what is adaptation? Well, adaptation is a change or the process of change by which an organism or species becomes better suited to its environment. The reason it's so important is because it helps the species be able to continue to live in the environment as changes occur. Now, you may think adaptation is something concerning animals, but it really has to do with everything that's biotic. Biotic means that it's alive and living. Plants, animals, and humans are all things that are biotic. They are also all things that need to adapt. Plants have to adapt to the shade and sunlight in a certain area. Humans have to adapt to the places they live, what they eat, and how they dress. Animals have to adapt to their surroundings, what they eat, how fat or thin they are, and what color they are, if they can blend in, if they can chase prey, and how much water is available, and so on. The biotic parts, or organisms, in an ecosystem need to adapt to the abiotic parts of the environment. Now that you know what biotic parts are and the living parts, but do you know what abiotic means? Abiotic is the exact opposite of biotic. That means that abiotic means not living. Water, wind, sunlight, and rocks are all abiotic features of an ecosystem. These things don't need to adapt because they aren't alive. These things are often what the organisms need to adapt to. Imagine a biotic fox that lives in a cold ecosystem like the tundra, where there is a lot of abiotic snow. If that fox has red fur, it will stand out and all the prey will see it and it will not be able to hunt. But if it adapts and has white fur, then it can hide in the snow and be more successful at surviving. That's how adaptation works, but it doesn't work overnight. It takes a whole lot of time and accidental mutations, but that is a whole never conversation for another day. By now, hopefully, you can tell that adaptation is very important. If an animal or plant doesn't adapt, it will not be able to live in its environment and it will eventually become extinct. And if that animal goes extinct, that will make the other animals that eat that animal go extinct. And that will completely mess up the whole food web. The food web is like a puzzle. If one piece is missing, it's no longer complete. All the puzzle pieces need to fit together in just the right way. Now you know what biotic and abiotic are and why adaptation is so important. I hope you feel very informed now. I'm Mackenzie Peterson saying goodbye. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Big Think. See you next time.